Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of On the Couch with M&M. Today we've got two special guests with us. And we're going to be talking all things accountant. Welcome to the show, Vanessa and Stacey from Miranda's Professional Services.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And a great friend.
And very good friends. Great friends, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Especially Vanessa, we've known each other for a long time now.
Very long time.
We've been in business together for quite a few years too.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Oh, it's good to have you guys. It's so good to have you.
It's been a wonderful journey.
Yes.
And today's topic is going to be probably one of my favourite ones, because mm-hmm. we are going to talk about a little bit about numbers. But more importantly, what's the most important numbers? So, Vanessa, let's talk about a little bit about your background first. What is it that you actually do?
So, I'm an accountant. I've been an accountant for way too many years, probably over 20-something by now. So, it's all I've ever really done. Swayed a bit for a while, but always come back to the passion of accounting and tax. I love it too. Numbers is my thing as well. But I think probably what I love most is helping small businesses.
Yeah.
And I think being one myself, actually, I think this month it's been 18 years that I've run my own business. So when you've run it from something small to something big and then scaled it down, it's nice to be able to see all the challenges, not just the number challenges.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you talk to business owners, you can actually relate.
Correct.
Relate.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And have a bit of empathy as well, because you've been there, done that, and you know what it's like. And I think also because it's a small public practice accounting firm, you see bits of everything.
Yeah.
So from plumbers to, you know, franchises to real estate agents to everything I've seen. So it's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Your experience and what you can keep back will be massive. So tell us a bit about what you do. How long have you been with Vanessa and what do you do in the office?
So I've been with Vanessa for 9 years now, and
wow.
I've always worked really closely alongside Vanessa.
Yeah.
Vanessa's basically groomed me from when I was young, and we've worked alongside each other with all our business clients and building the business. We also do accounting work together, but at the same time, business development.
Okay.
So, yeah, Vanessa's showing me everything I know and supported me when I studied as well. So it's been great.
That's
working
awesome.
For her.
It
yeah.
is.
Fantastic.
I'm sure she feels the same.
And when you talk about business development, what does that involve?
So Vanessa and I have been to some of your conferences and met a lot of your franchisees. Yes,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
yeah. And also, not only that, but we also have a great social media presence. We have all, what else have we been doing?
It's getting new business, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's
networking, meeting
networking.
People.
Yeah, networking.
And being
yeah.
able to connect with people.
And connect, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
being able to sit with someone and know what their business is like. And I think Stacey, as well as I, have that interest in people.
Yeah.
And when you've got that interest in a person, you can understand where they're going and then you can help them.
Yeah, that's
if you,
right.
If you don't have that understanding of where they want to go, you can't really help them until you've connected with them.
Yeah. It's all business is the
it
same.
Is. So the fundamentals of business is exactly
people.
That. It's
exactly.
the same.
Yeah.
So whether we're a real estate office or whether we're an accountancy practice, at the end of the day, it's building those relationships and seeing where we can help people.
And also the trust, I think. And that's something that I've definitely learned with working with Vanessa is once you build that trust with your client, you can then assist them with anything in their business, but also you then build lifelong friendships with your clients. And I think that's one of the key things at Miranda's is our clients are actually our friends.
Mm.
We actually get on really well with them. We know a lot about their lives when they're having a child, when they're, you know, doing something exciting, buying a house, doing anything in their life. They feel the need to call like Vanessa
their accountant.
And myself and tell us. And
yeah.
I think that's something that makes us slightly different to other accounting firms is that we have that personal level with our clients, and we've got it with your franchisees. Like a lot of them are we would consider our friends.
So
that's what I think we like in business is that personal connection.
Because when they trust you, then we can support them.
Yeah,
because
that's
then
right.
they'll ring us with anything, any question. They don't feel embarrassed to just ring us up and say, I know this is a silly question, Vanessa, and nothing ever is.
No.
But and then it's blah, 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 blah. So it's that trust, the trust that they know that we're not going to say anything
or
negative.
Judge
no,
or you're just going
to
be there
to
help them. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then I guess that's what creates business too, because then they trust us and then they tell their friend because they want their friend to receive the service that they receive. And I guess that's how Vanessa's basically grown her business is she started
word
with
of mouth.
Smaller clients and then they told their friends. And I think when you have something good, it just evolves because people, as you would both know, your business.
Yeah.
So it's quite similar.
Exactly.
Yeah, in that sense, I would say.
Well, as a business owner, I've always said outside your family, your most important relationship in business is your accountant and the relationship you have with your accountant. Mm. And I guess what does, when we are talking real estate, what's the most important thing that as a business owner should be communicating with their accountant in real estate? What are the top three things do you think it is?
So firstly, I think that the number one question they should know about is how much tax they're expecting to pay. Because if they know that they're making a great amount of profit and life is going great for them, they should second know that then they're going to have to pay tax. So I would hope the first thing a real estate agent business would be talking to me about is tax. How much? When is it due? How can I reduce it? Those are the three main questions that they should be asking me. And if they don't ask me, then I bring it up anyway so that we can talk about it.
Yeah.
I think the second biggest thing in real estate agent businesses are that a lot of people make a lot of great money. And obviously, once you've made the sale, the money doesn't come through for a little while. And then often I really hope that most businesses haven't spent it before it comes through, and then it comes through, and then they've got to repay whatever it is that they've spent, and there's nothing left for tax. So all of a sudden, there's a huge cash flow issue. So particularly in business, I think when you've just started out, which a lot of your franchises have, that first year, and then it'd have to pay tax in advance because the tax office says, no, you don't have to, let's just see how you go. And once we know how you're going, then we'll get you to pay tax in advance. So that first year, you're almost tax-free,
yeah.
You haven't had to pay anything.
Yeah.
Then you do your tax. Then you've got to lodge your GST with all of a sudden a tax in advance payment as well. And a lot of businesses who haven't been proactive in sitting with their accountant and saying what's going to happen are hit with this huge bill that they've got no money to pay with. They have to go on a payment plan plus keep up with all of their instalments every quarter. So
and you're behind.
And
you're
totally behind.
From the beginning.
And then it creates worry and it sits as a burden on their shoulders and they... Often we find that people will then not deal with it. They just don't ring me. They don't email me. They just get all of these things and go, one day I'll deal with it. And that's the cycle of I'm going to go really drowning.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's why you need a good accountant.
So what is that a go on.
No, big difference between profit and cash flow.
Huge. And it's something you've got to plan for. You've got to plan for it. Plan to make money. Yes. Plan to pay tax.
So when someone comes to you as a client, first up, is there a way to be more proactive in regards to that? Like to you, is there a system or something that you do to make sure that you educate them and you're proactive rather than reactive? And
So we can give all this information, which is great. And we give handouts and we do email bursts and blah, 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 blah. A big part of my business is around March, which is the key time to plan for the 30th of June. We send everybody an invite to come and see me. And I wish that I could make it mandatory for everybody to come and see me, every business. Because what a great time to come in, to look at 9 months of trading and go, oh, gee, I'm going to pay a lot of tax. So let's do this, 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 and this before June. And then let's plan for this, 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 this payment before May next year.
Yeah.
So you can plan nearly a year and a bit in advance for the tax you've got to pay.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's the best way of doing it.
Correct.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there's some things that have to be done before the 30th of June.
Yeah, that's right.
So that you can actually then receive those benefits, such as paying extra super.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Paying more super. It's a tax deduction to you.
Mm.
You save tax. You're putting money away for the future.
Yeah.
But after the fact, we can't do it. So that's why Vanessa loves tax planning, because then they can come in, we can plan them all out, you know, help them with their taxes. And
3 months they've got to enact it all before that day, cut-off day.
But, you know, I'm pretty well known for saying this. If you have to wait for your accountant to tell you that you're in profit, you're in trouble. Because really, it's a little bit too late. I've always said that your accountant paperwork is after the fact.
Yeah.
It's not before the fact. And there's obviously, I always get into controversy here because at the end of the day, it's about that cash comes into the business. But I've always known that if we make a whole bunch of sales in January, say the office writes $200,000, you're not going to see that money until, you know, late February, March, and sometimes into April. But you need to know in January when you wrote $200,000, did you actually make a profit? If you were to settle all those sales and bring them forward, were you in the positive, were you in the black, or were you in the red? And it's so important. So can you guide the team in regards to the viewers, I should say, is there a rule of thumb that you should be allowing for your tax and calculating your profit?
So we do that as well. So once you've traded for a year or so, or even 3 to 4 months, you can sort of see a percentage between the gross profit and then the net profit. So the sales less the advertising and all the direct costs, mm-hmm. and then all of your personal costs underneath it, phone, fuel, those things aren't dependent on sales. So you can generally come up with a percentage of cost of sales. So you can come up with a, for each sale, how much gross profit am I going to make as a percentage? So in real estate, obviously it's quite high, and then you've got all of the costs, which are really personal. My costs will be completely different to Stacey's or to yours, to whatever.
And so as a business owner, the margins are quite tight. As an individual sales agent, the gross profit is large. Mm. But as a business owner, by the time you pay out your staff, by the wages. Time you pay out your sales commission to your sales team,
rent,
your fixed overheads, the margin, in actual fact, as we all know, is between, you know, it puts people right off. But it's really a good real estate practice without the principal contributing to those sales is sitting around the 15% in gross profit, in net profit, I should say, going back to the business owner.
So the old rule of thumb is third, third, third. Yes. You know, so really you should be aiming to make that 30% profit on everything that you can. So, you know, if you think about the other 30% rule that I have is 30% tax. So I always say to people, if you base it on a 30%, you're pretty much going to be okay. And I try to get people to do it on their gross profit, not their net profit, because then you've got all this money saved up for tax and you don't have to worry about it. And then we tell you what the actual number is and you've got an overflow, like a refund.
Because
that's one thing that business owners miss, is tax refunds.
If you do that from the beginning, you've got no problem.
None whatsoever.
As long as you know, $3 out of a
dollar sale.
Put it away. Yeah.
So for business at the end of January, take that example of $200,000 in GCI made $30,000 in profit, you know you can spend 20.
Correct.
$10,000, we know we have to save, put it away for the tax man.
Yeah, and I think, like you said before, with sales, with real estate, it's just that delayed money coming in where people are actually getting confused, you know, because you might not do any sales in December, but you're settling a whole heap of money that you did 3 or 4 months ago, and you think you're in profit for that month, but you're not, because that's the, you know, what happened, it is what happened 3 months ago. So that's where people need to get their head around that. It's not the same as any other business.
No.
Which is, you know,
it's a delayed thing.
Yeah.
It's a
delayed thing. And the other big question we always get asked by business owners and budding entrepreneurs is, how can I pay less tax? Mm. How can I not pay any tax? Mm. And can we dispel the myth that people just get away with paying tax? Can we do that?
We can do that because it's really clear.
Yeah.
So the tax office have really clear rules. So there's lots of grey areas, like there isn't anything, and we have courts for that. So people go and try different things at courts, and we are really abreast of what's going on, what things are changing, what can we see, where is there a grey area we don't bend the rules, we just take advantage of the grey areas. That's part of it, and good accountants will stay in touch with it. Obviously, we have a lot to do with real estate agents, so it interests us. We stay involved in what goes on.
Yeah.
But there is a really clear thing that the tax office says, and it's self-substantiation. So you lodge and you sign whatever you want, and it's when you get caught that there's problems.
Yeah.
So the people that go away and say, but my friend at the bar said this to me at the pub on Friday night, in my head I think to myself. Give an example. Look, a classic one is when someone rings up and says, but Vanessa, what? I'm a tradie, or I'm a real estate agent, and I buy champagne for my vendors and purchasers, and I give them champagne, and Joe Blow at the pub said I can claim it. We can't. You can never, ever claim alcohol. It's so, so black and white with the tax office now. There is no claiming alcohol ever. So anything to Dan Murphy's is zero. You don't get to claim it. But the guy at the pub said that I can, you know, and it's like, well, you know what? The guy at the pub is breaking the rules and getting away with it. Mm. And until he gets away with it, it's all great. But the tax office audit activity is huge at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think it will continue because, in my opinion, the tax office has gone after all the big fish and trying to do that. And the next rung down is all the small to medium business enterprise.
Yeah.
And they come down really hard. And that's when really people need us.
Yeah.
So what? So if we can't claim the bottle of champagne or the bottle of wine that we give to
vendors, what client gifts?
Yeah,
what client gifts? I was going
to
ask you.
So when you're a commission-based income earner, you can claim things that help you to earn that commission. So gifts help you to earn that commission. Obviously, there's excessive as well because the tax office will look at that. We have in our office what we call benchmarking. So we can say this is what the tax office expects to see from a real estate agent or a commission-based agent, and they'll say, if you've got sales of $100, we would expect to see client gifts of $10. We wouldn't expect 10%. To see sales 50, of $100 and commissions of or expenses of $150.
Yeah,
so you have to come in benchmarking. That's number one. And number two, obviously, I would say that a lot of those client gifts help you to earn commission by movie vouchers, flowers, chocolates, not champagne, beer, whiskey, scotch.
Non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's why Glenn Cortino, we just interviewed Glenn just before you guys, bought a floral shop. He's got a he actually has a floral shop in his business, and that's what he does. Gives flowers to everyone.
Correct. Yeah. But anything branded is great, because the tax office cannot deny business related.
Yeah, that's right.
It's sponsorship. It's actually branding, as you mentioned. Mm. Any other key things in the accounting side of running a real estate practice that the business owner should really be aware of? I mean, we know we've got to be tax planning March, not wait till the end of 30th of June. That's number one.
I would say that all real estate agents need to have a fabulous relationship with their accountant, so they can ring them up and say, the guy at the pub told me this, is it true? Yeah. I think that is a key. If you don't have that free communication, you're never going to know. And if you don't know, you're not going to put it in there.
Yeah.
You need to have an accountant that can look at your P&L and say, your home internet and gas and electricity is missing. You know, the things that everyone knows that they can claim. I think your accountant should know what's missing, what you're forgetting to tell your accountant about.
Yeah. Such as wire drops. Mm. You know, that's a big one. And I know you're really big on it.
Yes.
Everyone needs to be saturating their patch with their flyers. I've heard you say that before. So, you know, where's your advertising? How come it's so low? I'm sure Manus is telling you that you should be spending more money on doing your flyers. Yeah. And things like that, I guess.
Why aren't you declaring it as an expense?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you missed that because you paid the person, you know, you wrote out a hand receipt or something like that?
Yeah.
Those little things. It might have gone through your bank statement, so we don't have it from your zero, but... are you missing that?
So documentation and actually documenting and keeping receipts and keeping proof of purchase and expenditure is probably one of those key elements that if you can just forward it to your accountant, I'm sure through your bookkeeper first and then following to your accountant, then they'll be able to make that judgment call of whether it should be a tax deduction or not.
Mm. Correct. And we always say we'd rather, you know, our clients come
give
to
us everything.
With everything, and we can do everything we can for you rather than not ask the question.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, definitely.
Not provide the paperwork. But I think
because you guys are dealing with so many, with a lot of real estate agents, you know what to look for.
Correct.
Whereas if someone didn't, then
what
would
are the home claims you can claim?
Well, if you've got a home office, I mean, you can say on floor space of a home office, you know, that this percentage of my entire home, gas and electricity, all the things in the air, then you can claim some of those. But it's dependent on how many children you have that live in your house, how many people are there through the day, blah, blah, blah. You have to be able to prove that you are, you know, working from home one day out of
five.
So
internet,
phone, electricity.
Mortgage?
No. So as soon as you start to claim anything to do with the land and the building, you're going to have capital gains tax when you sell, which is not what we want.
Of course.
So you only get one principal place of residence, one house that's tax free, and don't start claiming anything to it.
No, actually, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Anything else you want to add, guys?
I don't think so.
No,
I talked a lot.
Yeah, we have talked a lot.
No, that's good. That was unusual. Some amazing points.
One more thing would be that when we do see a new client come in, we do discuss their business structure and we do decide based on their circumstance, their situation, if they have a wife, if they're a single guy, what business structure we think is best for them and the most tax effective.
Yeah.
So I guess that's probably another key, is because we understand the industry, we understand, you know, if you're a single guy, this structure might be better for you. If you have a wife, we can give money to. So I guess customising how your structure is to the individual is probably another one of the keys that we do when we get new clients in when they're starting off their business.
Yeah. And one of the other ones, now that you've mentioned it, Stacey, is making sure that if you run a sales business and a rental business, is to have two unit trusts sitting underneath them to keep the sales and the rental business. And we start separate because one's a tangible asset that can be obviously sold, unsold. And there's huge benefits in doing that, bringing in partners to the business, and it keeps it nice and clean. So
yeah, so business structuring is huge, and that's something that we definitely do with our new clients. And
we like to be proactive with it, because sometimes once you've set something up, to then go and try and change it can be such a headache. Yeah. It's better that if people come and see us before they actually set it up, we can help them out first and say, what about this, what about this, what about this, before they just jump in.
So we're looking at the whole picture holistically and, all the way down to the tax side of things. So that's one of our big service that we do give is business structure advice, and we actually do set them up for our clients at our office.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us.
And we'll leave your details below in the comments field if anyone needs to be in touch with you. And this episode is probably going to come out in perfect timing, just probably at the end of March.
Yeah, great time, of course.
Perfect time obviously, if you don't have your own accountant, by all means, give Vanessa and
Stacey. We'll put Vanessa's details down.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you,
ladies. See you later.
Bye.